We are continuing our study in the Scriptures today in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And I know that today so many are thinking about Christ's resurrection. And we're not going to forget that today. But we are going to go on with our study in Romans chapter 5. Because these truths certainly touch on the great day of Christ's resurrection. We're reading from Romans 5, beginning at verse 12. Romans 5:12. Let us consider the Word of God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Now that verse and the verse right above it, a little difficult until you think about it, because death reigned all the way from the time of creation until Moses' time, which was a long expanse of time. And babies who didn't commit any sin like Adam did, a direct disobedience, nevertheless they died even during those times. And why did they die? It was because they had sinned in Adam just like we had. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one sin, that is, to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses or many sins unto justification. Praise God that even though it was one sin that brought death into the world upon mankind, it is this one act of the one man, Jesus Christ, that has brought the free gift of forgiveness for many sins unto justification. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Amen. We end our reading there at verse 19. And we do pray that God, the Holy Spirit, who breathe this word through the Apostle Paul, that he would breathe his word into our hearts today, that we would receive the wonderful truth that is here for us today. We're considering two verses from our reading, verses 18 and 19. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. It was a hot and windless day in the Congo. The missionary's young son was outside the house playing in the yard under a large tree. Suddenly the father shouted, "Philip, obey me instantly. Get down on your stomach." The boy reacted at once. "Now crawl to me as fast as you can." He obeyed. When he had come about halfway, the father said, "Now stand up and run to me." He did. Having reached his father's arms, he looked back at the tree where he had been playing. A huge python was coming down the branches to the very spot on the ground where the little boy had been. Prompt and full obedience had saved the boy's life. Our text, verses 18 and 19, tells us about two men. One of those men obeyed very promptly, and the other did not obey. Of course, it was the Lord Jesus Christ who fully obeyed. But Adam did not obey one day when he was near a tree, and that day he died spiritually, and all his descendants died with him. Because the little boy in Africa instantly obeyed, he lived, and his posterity also were given life in and through his life. In the little boy's act of obedience, he was like our Lord Jesus Christ, because Christ instantly obeyed the Father, even in regard to the bloody tree where he was crucified. Because Christ obeyed, we who are in Christ live forever. Isn't that wonderful? Because of his obedience, those of us who are in him live, not only now, but we have a wonderful life forever. Our text, verses 18 and 19, is a further explanation of verse 12. And you know the verse we started with. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, in these two verses, there are two men. And let's consider these two men. First, the man who heard but didn't listen. Let me say that again. The first man heard, but he didn't listen. The second man listened and obeyed. So we're considering, first of all, the man who heard but didn't listen. Verse 18 literally says, "Of Adam, by the fall beside of one, all men are judged as criminals." That's literally what it says. Now, that's strange language to us. By the fall beside of one, all men are judged as criminals. And verse 19 says of Adam, "Through the beside hearing of one man, many are constituted sinners." And you wonder, where does this word beside come? It's very clear in the original text. Now, to help us understand the literal meaning of these verses, I want you to picture in your mind Adam among the trees of the Garden of Eden, even as the little boy was under the tree in Africa that day. God had already warned Adam not to eat of one tree. He could eat of all the other trees, but God said, "Don't eat of this one tree." He heard, but he didn't listen. God told him that to eat of that tree meant immediate death. God said, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." One day among the trees of Eden came a snake. I don't know what kind of snake it was. I don't know how big that snake was. But that serpent brought with him that day eternal death into that garden. That snake told Adam's wife that to eat from the forbidden tree would not bring death. He said in Genesis 3 and verse 4, "Ye shall not surely die." Well, you know the results. Eve listened to the snake, ate the fruit. Immediately she died spiritually, and her body began the downward processes of decay. Adam did not deal with the snake that day. When he met his dead and dying wife, Adam was not deceived at all. Instead of choosing the path of obedience to God, Adam deliberately chose to fall beside that path. This is where a Greek word beside comes in. Adam did not take God's path. He took another path beside that. Rather than the path of obedience, he chose to tread out a new path of his own. He assumed that his own path was as good as God's path of full and prompt obedience. He had heard God, but he had not listened. How often have you heard God's word, but you have not listened? You have deliberately instead chosen your own path that falls beside God's path rather than in God's path. Adam fell that day with Eve, and the results were hideous and horrible for humanity, and they still are horrible and hideous today. Adam immediately died spiritually, and his body began its decay. Verse 18 literally says, "Therefore judgment is down into the crimes of all men." Judgment is down. Because of Adam's sin, all humanity is under the same condemnation that our first parents received that day they sinned. We are under condemnation. The Greek word is kata krima. And krima sounds a little familiar because that's where we get our word crime and criminal. We are down because of the fall. That is the kata, and we are regarded as criminals against God because of Adam's sin and because we are his descendants. Verse 19 says, literally, "For as through the beside hearing of one man, many are constituted sinners." Now, why the beside hearing? Adam's beside path was due to his beside hearing. He didn't hear with a resigned purpose to obey God. He left the door open for his own beside path, his own way, rather than God's path. So we are made sinners because of Adam's sin. All right, now what does that mean? We are made sinners. We are actually regarded as sinners. God counts us as sinners. God puts us into the category of sinners. We are constituted criminals because we sinned in and with Adam, our natural and federal head. We came from Adam, genetically and biologically. He is our ancestor. Because we are born as descendants of Adam, we are all born dead spiritually. As soon as we are born, and this is awful to think about, my little granddaughter back there on the back row, little Ava, as soon as she was born, the processes of death were already working. As soon as we are born, the processes of decay set in and begin their ugly work of death. Thus, we are assured that we also will surely die. Dust will return to dust. But what is today? This is the day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Thank God. As Martin Luther said, there are two men in the Bible, not just one. The second man is the Lord from heaven, the last Adam. Here is the man and the only man who truly listened and obeyed God. rather than being a fall beside or a beside hearer like the first Adam was, Christ always listened and obeyed His Father. Jesus could say, as He did in John chapter 8 and verse 29, I do always those things that please Him. He's the only man that could say that. Where our first head, Adam, failed, Christ prevailed and obeyed the Father perfectly. Unlike Adam, Christ dealt face to face with that old serpent, the devil. Do you remember that? The serpent, the old devil, came to Jesus, and Jesus dealt face to face with him in the wilderness. Christ conquered the serpent by being obedient to the Father. Verse 19 says, literally, that an under-hearer, that is his obedience, by the obedience of one that is under-hearing. Now, the Scripture says that Adam was beside hearing. All right, he wasn't really hearing, but Jesus was under-hearing. He not only heard the Father's Word, He promptly and fully obeyed, humbling Himself under the Father's commands, saying, I will do. I will put myself under your command and I will do it. And He did. By the obedience of one. Isn't that amazing? By the under-hearing of one. He humbled Himself as under the law, hearing the Father's commands and doing them completely. Finally, the conquered, defeated old snake had to slither away into the shadows because Christ had defeated him in the temptation. But our blessed Jesus, no doubt, faced the serpent again. Especially, He faced that serpent again for 6 hours on Good Friday. From 9 a.m. in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, our Jesus was hanged on a tree. As St. Peter said of Jesus, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. It was there that the serpent bruised Christ's heel, as Genesis 3:15 had prophesied. But thank God, it was there upon that tree, as Christ was crucified, that He crushed the serpent's head. And you know, when a snake's head is crushed, he's as good as done. So it was total victory for Christ. Christ shouted, it is finished! The work that saves is done. It was total defeat for the serpent. What does our text say? Verses 18 and 19. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Now, what does this text mean? The obedience, the hearing under or the underhearing of Christ. He promptly obeyed all the Father's commands. This was His act of obedience. By the obedience of one. And when the hour was come for Him to suffer on the cross, Christ submitted, continues to submit to the Father and to obey Him. This was Christ's passive obedience as He hung on the cross. His active obedience wrought out for us a perfect imputed righteousness because we never had any of our own. All our righteousnesses were filthy rags. So Christ, by His perfectly obeying the Father, wrought out for us a perfect righteousness to give to us. And by His passive obedience, by His death and His sufferings on the cross, Christ perfectly purged and put out our sins by His blood. He put away our sins by the sacrifice of Himself. Now the Savior lives no more to die. He lives! He lives enthroned on high. Because, like the boy in Africa, the Lord Jesus Christ fully and promptly obeyed the Father. By Christ's obedience and by His death, we have life. How? Simply by trusting in Him. Now, what do you understand of the things that I have been preaching today? If you go out of here and say, well, I've got to do better, I've got to do more, I've got to serve God more, then you really haven't heard. You may have heard, but you haven't listened. Because Jesus paid it all. The work that saves our souls has been done. Simply believe it. Rely upon it. Rest upon it. Live upon it. And die upon it. Trust in His work alone for your salvation. Love Him and praise Him only from gratitude for what He has done for us. Let us pray together. O God, our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the truth of the glorious gospel. We praise Thee that it is not a self-help course, but Lord, we praise Thee that it is the very righteousness of God given freely to hell-deserving sinners. Oh Lord, we thank Thee for this wonderful gift, and we pray that Thou wilt help us to rejoice today and help us to be glad in the salvation that our God has wrought out for us. We praise Thee. In Jesus' name, amen.